USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Polls now open in most of the United States for the long-awaited midterm elections, and officials in many places say they're already seeing voting numbers shatter past records. All 435 seats in the House of Representatives are up for grabs today. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he expects Democrats will regain control of that chamber.
I'll be dumbfounded if we lose the House. Dumbfounded. And I'll be surprised if we don't win by a comfortable margin.
35 of 100 seats in the U.S. Senate are also on ballots today. Democrats hoping to regain control there, but based on polls, it looks less likely than regaining control of the House. The eastern third of the nation is facing some very nasty election day weather with severe thunderstorms, strong winds, and even a chance of tornadoes in many states. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
After headlining 11 rallies over 8 days leading up to this today, Election Day, President Trump says,
I leave Ohio. Thousands and thousands of people can't get into this massive arena. I just left Indiana. Thousands and thousands of people outside can't get. There's something going on. There's an electricity that feels like 2016.
The president speaking there on Hannity on Fox News also saying that everything he and his administration have accomplished since he took office 2 years ago will be at stake today. CNN reports the president's planning to visit a so-called war room at the White House that has been set up by his political team for everyone to keep an eye on the results when they start coming in. U.S. holiday retail sales are expected to top $1 trillion for the first time ever, according to eMarketer, projecting an increase of almost 6% in sales from last year, which would make it the strongest growth since 2011. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Thunderstorms and heavy rain will be crossing the southeast today as people are going out to cast their ballots. Parts of Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, all under tornado warnings. The rain could lead to flash flooding in some areas as well. And high winds with gusts of over 50 miles an hour could be impacting parts of New York later today. A legal battle that's to determine whether the 2020 U.S. Census questionnaire will feature a question on citizenship has begun. A New York City federal court holding its first day of hearings on that matter yesterday. Duke University political scientist D. Sunshine Hillegas saying the census question would produce what he calls a systematic undercount of immigrants. The Trump administration has denied these claims, saying follow-ups would remedy the supposed decreased responses. Lowe's is shutting down more than 50 stores in the U.S. and Canada. The home improvement chain announcing on Monday that it's going to close 20 underperforming U.S. stores as well as 31 others in Canada early next year. Lowe's says in a statement it's shutting them down in 14 states and 5 Canadian provinces so it can focus on its most profitable stores and improve the overall health of its store portfolio. The company says the stores will be closing by February 1st. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.